Welcome to Live with Blackhawk Nation.
An inside look at SEC men's and women's athletics. Brought to you by Standard of Beaverdale, a locally owned business. Standard offers the highest quality services and products to customers. For building products, appliances, and tools, count on Standard of Beaverdale, located in West Burlington. Now, here's your host, Michael Braskowski.
This week on Live with Blackhawk Nation, sponsored by Standard of Beaverdale, we have part two of our conversation with head soccer coach Zach Newton. Last season, the SEC men's soccer team went 5-12, 3-7 in conference play in their first season as a program. This year, the SEC men's soccer team will have a little bit of a different look.
Last year, it really was just recruit who we could get, fill up the roster as quickly as possible. We lacked a lot of size. This year we've brought in men. We've got a lot of size coming in, a lot of ability, a lot of defensive players. One thing we struggled with was keeping the ball out of our net. We had no problem scoring. We're the fourth best team, I believe, in the conference for goals scored, but second worst for goals against. But we've improved a lot, and that just shows in preseason. When our starting lineup was out, we only conceded 5 goals in 6 games, which is really good. Less than a goal a game compared to 4 goals a game, which is what we're conceding. But still brought in a lot of goalkeeping and defensive reinforcements, a lot of extra midfield strength, and another goal-scoring forward. So we should be, again, I think we should be a very competitive team and look to make the playoffs for next year.
Not only will SEC feature new faces on the field, but they'll have a new face on the touchline as well, as Coach Newton has brought in a second assistant coach as the program continues to grow. The SEC soccer programs will begin their 2019 season in August. For Live with Blackhawk Nation, sponsored by Standard of Beaverdale, I'm Michael Braskowski.